Back to the Seed Show. I'm Michael Byrd, along with my co-host Wendy Brinker, and we have on the line now with us Candace Chelohadji, a recovering Southern Baptist and founding editor of Whosoever, an online magazine for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender Christians. She's an ordained minister and holds a master's in theological studies from the Candler School of Theology at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the show, Candace.
Thanks, Michael. It's nice to be here.
Now, tell us some about what is Whosoever, and tell us some about what it's like to be a minister in South Carolina, ministering to the needs of gay, lesbian, bisexuals, transgenders.
Gee, those are two divergent questions. Whosoever is a magazine I founded in 1996, specifically for gay and lesbian Christians, and I got lobbied by the bisexual groups and the transgender groups to be added. So in the later years, we added those to our mission, and we've been going for 8 years now, and we're still the best-kept secret on the web. people still find me and go, gee, I didn't know you were here, even though we've been there 8 years at whosoever.org. Ministering in South Carolina to the gay and lesbian population has been a joy and an odyssey and completely interesting. I came from Atlanta, where lesbian ministers are a dime a dozen, to where in South Carolina you get listed as a prominent female member of the clergy in the state newspaper simply because, you know, you're a woman who wears a collar every Sunday. But the needs here are great. There are very few of us here doing the work, and there are so many people who need our help. We get calls from people as far away as Myrtle Beach and in other parts of the state because they don't have resources there. Here in Columbia, we're blessed with the MCC, Unitarian Church, Community Church of the Midlands, all sorts of great places you can go, but we're lucky here in Columbia. There are places in South Carolina that have no resources for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and especially the transgendered population.
Candace, this is Wendy Brinker. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you accepted within the Christian community at large?
Well, this has been an interesting experience because I've felt very welcome. I attended a conversation or a dialogue at Trenholm United Methodist Church recently with Reverend Don Britt, and I was welcomed very warmly by that congregation. And I have not had a bad experience here. It doesn't mean that I won't,
right?
And I'm sure that at some point I will. But so far, people have been very accepting and very nice and very curious and very open to listening, and that's something that has shocked me. But it's also pleased me.
That is pleasant.
that's a great surprise. I know you've been working a lot. I've seen you on panels and working very hard on the issue of gay marriage. Can you tell us why it is you feel it is so important that gays and lesbians have the right to marry the same as heterosexual people?
Well, I can just tell you that in a very simple way. It's a little matter called taxation without representation. I mean, honestly, people drag the religious issues into this issue, and I don't think if you look at it from a religious issue, okay, fine. But the idea of civil rights, the idea of my equal rights under the Constitution, does not turn on whether or not you believe I am a sinner. I mean, either that or, okay, adulterers and murderers and, you know, all these people who, you know, dishonor their parents, you know, they can't have civil rights either. You know, so it's not a matter of whether or not you think I am a quote-unquote sinner that you deny me my rights. Under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, there is the equal protection under the law. And one of the privileges that the U.S. Supreme Court says a citizen of the United States has is the right to get married. And I don't have that right because the person I want to marry actually happens to be the same gender as I am. So I am being denied rights that the U.S. Constitution guarantees me. And the people who want to deny it to me keep talking about the Bible and sin. Well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. We're talking about a matter of law, not a matter of religion.
Right. And let's make a distinction here. Are we talking about civil union or are we talking about
I'm talking about marriage. I mean, and if you grant the right of marriage to gays and lesbians, it doesn't mean that every church in America has to marry gay people. Churches these days, you know, some churches will refuse to marry couples because they're not the same religious background.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about forcing churches to do gay marriages. They can do whatever they please. That's the freedom of religion.
Right.
But what we're talking about is under civil law, you know, the government, the state government, the federal government needs to recognize my marriage just as they recognize the marriages of straight people.
Absolutely. Candace, and, you know, from your perspective, why do you think this threatens the straight community so much?
Oh, there's a very deep answer to that. I mean, on the surface, it's a lot of fear. It's fear of the unknown. You know, gays and lesbians are still portrayed as having some sort of lifestyle. I haven't the slightest idea what it is. I missed the memo. because my lifestyle is, you know, a slightly used Honda, 40-hour-a-week job. I mean, my lifestyle is driven by my income. I don't know about anybody else. It's
right.
Not driven by my sexual orientation. But so I think fear plays into it. People don't know exactly what homosexuals do, you know, even though I work and come home and have dinner and go to bed. You know?
Right. They assign some mystical quality that,
right.
that is just unreachable to to that community.
But I think the deeper issue, honestly, is the fear and homophobia is rooted deeply in misogyny. If men and women marry, if men marry men and women marry women, then the distinct gender roles that we have in this society are all cockeyed. You know, everything mm-hmm. gets turned on its head. Men, these straight men don't know where they fit anymore if women can marry women and men can marry men. Honestly, the deeper issue is one of misogyny.
You know, we've come a long way, baby, but we haven't come that far.
That's right.
And, you know, it's so indicative. If you look at a toy insert during the Christmas season and check out the girls' toys as opposed to the boys' toys,
mm-hmm.
and we still very much indoctrinate our young kids into gender roles, for sure.
Oh, sure. And I was always the weird kid playing with G.I. Joe. Never had a Barbie.
Right. Now, do you have a physical place that people can come to, or are you just available online?
Well, right now, last weekend, as a matter of fact, I was installed as the assistant pastor at the MCC in Columbia, at the Metropolitan Community Church in Columbia.
And, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And I'm preaching next Sunday, so, you know, come out. It's at 1111 Bellevue Avenue in Columbia, and we would love to have anyone come and visit with us. We meet at 11 o'clock, and also online at whosoever.org. That's where you can find me.
Now, I know you do a wealth of things for the gay and lesbian community. What are some of the things that people could come to you for help with?
Well, I am a certified spiritual director through the Episcopal Diocese of Atlanta, so I do offer spiritual direction and some counseling, and also I perform holy unions or weddings. And, you know, anybody, I've had people just call me on the phone and just want to talk, you know, and tell me their stuff. So,
right.
I mean, I know how limited the resources are in this state, and I'm trying to make myself as available to folks out there who need me as available as possible.
Have you seen any changes in attitude? Just, I know that there's been a huge shift, I believe, for the better in attitude, and it hasn't been complete in any sense, but towards acceptance of gays and lesbians into the United States. Have you seen any of the shift in South Carolina in the years you've been here?
Well, I've only been here about a year and a half.
Okay.
So I can't really speak to anything long term. I can just tell you that coming from Atlanta, where, you know, it's sort of a mecca for gay people, I love to go back there and just see people holding hands, and it's like, oh, look, free range queers. I love it. There they
I don't
are.
Think I've heard
out
that.
Their element. I mean, I think progress around here would be, well, can I hold my wife's hand in Sumter? You know?
Oh, goodness.
And
yeah.
And I'm at this point, we haven't really dared it, but we did go to Gatlinburg recently and got called a name while we were walking hand in hand down the main drag in Gatlinburg.
You playing so. Mini golf while you're there?
No. No, I'm not a golf dyke. I'm more a softball dyke.
What a delight. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Very informative stuff. And go to whosoever.org if you want to learn a little bit more about what Candace does for the community. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Wendy.